AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Civic leaders declared victory when a key intersection was cleared of all but a few stragglers 15 minutes after the beginning of Baltimore's curfew. Hundreds of police officer in riot gear remain at the scene, the site of rioting Monday, with nothing to do. Police Captain Eric Kowalczyk says it's a fluid situation.
As we move through the week, we will evaluate on an hour-by-hour, day-by-day basis to see what sort of deployments that we need to do, where we need to put resources. We'll continue to monitor social media for information as it comes out.
There were demonstrations nationwide protesting the death in police custody of Freddie Gray, people taking to the streets in Ferguson, Missouri, Philadelphia, Washington, and New York. At least 40 people were arrested in New York. New Attorney General Loretta Lynch says violence does not address the bigger issue of how communities and law enforcement officials can better interact.
These senseless acts of violence are not only a grave danger to the community, and they must stop, but they are also counterproductive to the ultimate goal here.
In Kathmandu, rescuers have pulled a teenage boy alive from the rubble of a building that collapsed around him 5 days ago during Nepal's massive earthquake. Waiting crowds roared and cheered. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says President Obama has spoken to Nepal's prime minister.
They discussed the ongoing efforts by U.S. civilian and military personnel to assist the government of Nepal and international organizations in the disaster response efforts, including with rescue and logistics support.
In the penalty phase of his trial, teachers who knew Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev as a child described him as a hardworking youngster who seemed to have a bright future. His third grade teacher said Tsarnaev was just learning English after moving to the U.S. from Russia in 2002 and cared very much about his schoolwork. This is AP Radio News. President Obama has lived up to his pledge to slow immigration deportations. Here's the AP's Alicia Caldwell.
Choosing those who have serious criminal records, those who pose a national security or public safety threat, those who have crossed the border recently being defined as since January 1, 2014. It also includes those caught at the border right now, those immigrants who are not from Mexico, because Mexican immigrants historically are simply returned via the Border Patrol.
The 2015 National Teacher of the Year, Shanna Peoples, was honored at a White House ceremony, saying schools provide a doorway to the future.
Public schools must always stay open because teachers' doors stay open, saying, come in, let's learn, let's hope, let's begin dreaming.
Peoples is a high school English teacher from Amarillo who works with refugees from war-torn countries. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.